For my friends, there is one body and one spirit, just as you were called to one hope when you were called to one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all, through all, and in all. Today's scripture can be found in the New Testament book of Ephesians, chapter 4, verses 4 through 6.
Lord, thank you for the unity of the body. I praise your holy name, that you give us the precious Holy Spirit, who gives us boldness to witness, who changes us daily into the likeness of Jesus, who comforts us, who guides us, who inspires us, who transforms us, who makes us holy. Blessed be your holy name. Draw the body of believers together as you and the Son and the Spirit are one. Amen.
Today, close your eyes and picture what would happen if every Christian that believed truly in Jesus and had a relationship acted as one in unity. There is one body and one spirit, just as you were called to one hope when you were called, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all. Think what would happen in this country if every Christian worked with the other Christians as one to improve the lives of those who needed Jesus.
Today's action. Look around you today. Notice how people gravitate towards each other because of common backgrounds and interests. In the world, people seem to have a need to group together according to common goals and interests. Believers not only have a responsibility to assemble together, but a responsibility to draw others to Christ. Today's treasure is found in the book of Acts, chapter 4, 31. And when they had prayed, the place where they were assembled together was shaken, and they were filled with the Holy Spirit, and they spoke the word of God with boldness.
Today, an author, and I'll leave his name out, wrote an article that stated that fundamental evangelicals, which basically means fundamental Christians, had decided that they were no longer going to preach against, fight against, work against sins such as homosexuality and abortion. My friends, when we come to the point where we won't stand for God's word, we will suffer the judgment of what Jesus said. If you deny me before man, I will deny you before the Lord God Almighty.